This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, and joining us right now with her segment of Out and About is Cynthia Spoot. Cynthia, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, Ashley, you are feisty tonight.
Ooh, well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm great. Oh, my gosh. I could barely tear myself away between Downton Abbey and Biggest Loser. This is like bonanza TV night.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's great TV. Great TV. I have a DVR, so I love it. I can go and fast forward through all the commercials I don't want to see. And I love it. But you know what? I really love going out and hanging out with friends. I like to go to like neighborhood places that aren't chains. And I really like kind of, I also like playing video games, too. It's kind of fun. You know,
exactly. Well, I've got some great options for you because, listen, who isn't broke after the holiday season we just had? But that doesn't mean you just have to sit at home and watch TV. Monday, we have some great discount dining opportunities around town. So you can grab some friends and head over to one of my favorite places, Barcadia on Henderson Avenue. Every Monday, their menu is half price and they have happy hour drink prices all night. They have great burgers and sandwiches, soups and salads, but the real attraction to this place is that they have old-school arcade games like Pac-Man, Tron, Frogger, and Galaga that you can play. They also have really fun games like Skee-Ball and Jenga. And did I mention, they have 24 beers on draft. Arcadia is located at 1917 Henderson Avenue. You can get more information on their website at barcadiabeers.com. Another great option if you're maybe more in the mood for pizza is to dig into the half-price menu at Staten Allen in Uptown. The Observer says, and I love this, so I had to steal it, cram comfort pie in your mouth until you roll away like Templeton the Rat and Charlotte's Web. They recommend white pizza because its ingredients read like an edible beet poetry. Chicken, spinach, mushrooms, roasted shallots, truffle bechamel, and balsamic reduction. I have two words, Ashley, and it's yum. Oh, Staten Allen is located at 2400 Allen Street in Uptown, and their website is statenallen.com.
For all y'all that are keeping a resolution to lose weight, just watch the white pizza. I'm going to advocate that.
It is not low calorie.
It doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it, but it does sound good. You know, I also, though, I know you know how to plan a party, and I love putting parties on, but I always like to get that edge that other people don't have, like resources. I mean, do you have a place that people can go if they want to put on the best party?
Absolutely. Well, so whether you're a professional event planner or just somebody who loves to throw a great party, I have a fantastic event going on this week. It's called Party Fest. It's a great place to discover new resources for DJs, caterers, and vendors of all kinds to make your event a success. Join me on Wednesday, January 9th at Dallas Market Hall for this 25th annual event featuring over 250 of Dallas-Fort Worth's top party and event suppliers. The cost is $10 at the door with free parking, but if you visit my website or my Facebook page, I have a flyer posted for the event that you can download for free admission. It's all about who you know.
It totally is. So you can get in free there because he knows Cynthia, which is so cool.
Right.
And everybody can figure out great DJing and fun. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll have to check that out. But, you know, I rarely go. I like to go. But I think the movies have a place in time, especially when it's like 30 degrees outside.
Well, listen, I mean, this time of year, it's really hard to get motivated to do anything outside because it's just cold and gray and dreary and rainy a lot of the time. So heading to the movies is always a great way to escape reality for a little while. And there are some great new releases this week to check out. If you like to be scared, and I mean like really scared, check out the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in 3D. This film continues the legendary story of the homicidal Sawyer family, picking up where Tobe Hooper's 1974 horror classic left off in Newt, Texas, where for decades people went missing without a trace. Dum, dum, dum. And another great flick is Zero Dark Thirty, which chronicles the decade-long hunt for Al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden after the 9/11 attacks and his death at the hands of Navy SEAL Team 6 in May of 2011. My husband took my 12-year-old son to see this movie over the weekend, and they both came home just raving about how fantastic it was. And now my son tells me he wants to be in the CIA.
Oh,
so,
wow.
There you go. So apparently it made an impact on him. So, you know, whether you're looking for something to scare you or, you know, something romantic, I mean, the movies can really, you know, elicit an emotional response. And it's always a great escape.
No, you're so right about that. You're so right about that. And, you know, when you're wanting to kind of just mellow out or chill, I'm not going to be getting a ticket for the 3D Massacre movie. So
yeah, I'm probably not either. I'm more like maybe like This Is 40. Like I'm all about a good laugh and, you know, happiness and tap dancing off into the sunset.
Me too. I love that. I like Fred Astaire. I like Ginger Rogers. They were all
exactly.
good people.
Exactly. Who doesn't need more happiness and romance in their life?
Yeah, less drama, more happiness, more goodness, you know. So Cynthia, you were telling us, like, you know, you have these free passes and all this stuff if you go to the website. What was the website again that our listeners need to bookmark on their website?
Well, you can get details about all the events we talked about tonight on my website, which is www.ososcynthia.com. Same thing, Facebook/ososcynthia. You can get the information at either place. Whatever you do, Ashley, get out and about. There's a lot of fun things going around town this week, as always. So don't sit home and do nothing. Get out and experience everything that Dallas has to offer.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. And we always enjoy listening to you with all your new ideas and concepts for the week. So if anybody's doing a resolution that's about in a habit that'll turn into a habit about getting out more and being more social, that's where you need to go. You need to go check out that website.
Thank you. I'll talk to you next week with more fabulous event ideas.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Cynthia really helps out with the concept of getting out and doing stuff, which is so, so important as human beings. So, you know, we still want to talk about how to create this habit, and we're going to also share toward the end of the show those three secrets that you will be successful no matter your track record from the past, no matter what's happened, you're going to be successful in making this one stick. So we already talked about making the plan, right? We already talked about how you need to make the plan, create the date, start it off, write it down. Also, you want to choose, you know, you want to choose the whole idea of what's your trigger. So not only do you want to be able to identify a trigger in a bad situation, you want to be able to choose your trigger in a good situation of how to make something good or something successful happen, or to rid something in your life that you're trying to get rid of. The next thing you want to do is you want to get positive feedback. So it's easy to give up on anything when you're not having accountability, anybody to be accountable with, you're not having any support. You know, you need praise for your efforts. And I'm one of those people, when I do the dishes, I want praise. I'll make comments about it. My husband loves that. I'll bring it up about 5 or 6 times, and eventually he'll say something. I probably get on his everlasting nerve about that, but I like to have praise about things that I do. I don't like them to go unnoticed. I mean, sure, a lot of us have things that go unnoticed, especially at work. Especially at work. Nobody even knows what the heck you're doing. And nobody even knows all the time and that you've put into everything, which is kind of consequential. It's subconsequential. But the fact is that if you want to make something a habit, you need to have some sort of positive feedback, whether it's friends, family, spouse, whoever it is, even social media. So your fourth thing is to report your habit to your social group, your social media. So if it's Facebook you're on, which I think Facebook, I mean, I like Twitter for what it is, but I think Facebook is a good platform for announcing your habit to other people, and also people can help you be more accountable, which is great, because, you know, if you miss a day or you feel discouraged, you get stuck, you report it to your friends, and they can cheer you up, they can encourage you, whatever. You can even do that texting a friend of yours, you know, and get them to hold you accountable as well. But it's good to put it on social media as well, because you have other people that's what it's about. It's about encouraging other people. That's what it should be about, you know, so that's another thing. And I think that, you know, when you have somebody that holds you accountable, whether it's friends, whether it's a friend and a life coach, whether it's a group of people, whether you belong to a group that you can talk your issues out, whatever, maybe it's, you know, whatever it is, that's what you need in your life. Also, William and I were talking about this earlier, the idea of rewarding yourself, right? You want to reward yourself with something. You can't just sit there and do all this stuff in life and not get any rewards for it. You know, the reward, like, for example, if instead of going to the bathroom in the morning and then you smoke a cigarette, instead you're able to break that trigger, change that around, and hey, you decided to supply that with something different. You decided to change that. That could be anything. It could be coffee. That could be meditation. That could be instead taking a brisk walk, whatever it is at work. Then you can reward yourself, whether you reward yourself with a new espresso maker, whether you reward yourself with a new bike, whether you reward yourself with whatever it is. I mean, a reward is a reward. It can be small. It can be big. Also, you want to reward yourself in increments. Did you do that?
Yeah. I mean, in my case, it was, well, I guess I can't say the name of the store, but I would reward myself with an ice cream on Saturday.
Oh, that's great.
You know, if I'd had a good week that week, and Because I mean, I don't think it's a good idea just to kind of, you know, starve yourself, as far as, you know, okay, I'm just going to completely cut out, sweets or sugar or whatever. I don't think there's anything wrong with, one day a week or whatever, you know, having a pizza or, you know, whatever. So I just decided, you know what, I like this type of ice cream from this particular store. So if I'm good to myself and stay in the plan for that week, then on Saturday, I'm going to go have this.
And I agree with you on that, and for everybody that's listening. But when it comes to smoking, and if you're trying to quit drinking, having a drink, though, on Saturday is not going to work.
No. I'm talking about in my case.
But
trying to eat better and exercise on a regular basis. And if I accomplish my specific goals, then I would positively reward myself. So,
and see, that's great. And it's all rewards within the ability to not go backwards. So if it's something, if you are losing weight and you're being good and you're there and you're doing what you need to do, a piece of pizza on a Saturday is a great reward.
Yeah.
You know, but if it's smoking, don't smoke a cigarette. You've gone that far.
Or a cigar or, you know, pipe or anything like that.
I mean, and don't switch addictions either on this deal, but just really focus on that and, you know, give yourself a different type of treat. Think about it. If it's smoking and you saved $180 already from not smoking, because a pack costs $780, whatever it is, reward yourself by buying yourself something.
I know a woman who many years ago she quit smoking, and she did just that. She would go buy herself a pair of shoes.
See, it's great.
So,
and it works because it adds up very fast. It adds up really quickly.
And what woman doesn't like shoes, right?
Oh yeah, we love shoes. You're totally stereotyping us now.
Well, I mean,
I love shoes. Okay, but you know.
if it works, well then yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, it's so
good. Yeah, I'm blushing in here. I love shoes. Yeah, and that's a great thing because you know what? Cigarette money, alcohol money, all that adds up, and you can make it into something really great. So when we come back, don't forget to keep it on 570 AM or iHeartRadio. But when we come back, I'm going to share those three secrets that nobody's going to tell you. And it's the only three things that are really cool because you can do this whole plan. You can do this stuff. But these things will actually make it secure that there's no way you can back out of this habit. It's going to work. You got positiva all around you. So when you stick back around, we'll be right here. And we'll have more perspectives here in just a second.
Live Your True Life, a book by local author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess, and the cornerstone for the concept of practical philosophy. Practical philosophy helps to reveal all aspects of living your life. It works in our social and work relationships and within us to create the happiness we all desperately try to acquire. The teachings in Live Your True Life put perspective back into your daily life by simplifying it and at the same time relating it to yourself and interacting with others. Live Your True Life is a guide for your soul. The teachings in this powerful book put perspective back into your daily life, and the tools within it are designed to help others triumph over adversity. Find out more about Live Your True Life today by logging on to liveyourtruelife.org. Live Your True Life is stacked with proven tools that have helped change the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors. It can help you too. Log on now to liveyourtruelife.org.